1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Monday, July 24th. You got to get in on this competition. We're talking about Communities in Bloom Best Blooming Contest. Contest is happening now, but it wraps up pretty soon. We've got Barb Hacking and Karis Wynn-Hughes joining us in studio with Communities in Bloom. And good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. It is good to have you here. Good to hear about this contest back, a Best Blooming Contest. Barb, how does this whole thing work here?
Well, we're looking for beautiful gardens that enhance our city. And during the pandemic, we continued to do this. And I think people became more interested in gardens at that time.
Yeah,
we
sure,
had a little
yeah.
bit more time. And we needed the beauty. But anyway, Stratford's always been known for its flowers. But it's really special when you have people putting their time, their money, and their souls into the garden. And so we're having this contest.
Nice.
And please get your eyes out looking for gardens around Stratford that make you feel happy and send a photo. So again, we have a website, advisecom.stratford or at stratford.ca, which is advisecom at stratford.ca.
And that's the website or the email where
the email. Yes.
Sure, sure.
And it's along with the person's name and address so that we can get out there and judge the contest.
Okay, so it's both residential and commercial, is that right? That's how this one works?
Exactly.
So there's five residential and then one commercial.
That's
prize to be won. Karis, you want to jump in on here?
Yep, that is correct. So we have been out and about seeing what is out there.
There's lots out there.
And this year we do have a number of entries, so we're not closing down yet. So
yeah.
August the 2nd is the date.
That's coming up fast, though.
And you can go on the City of Stratford website and you can see the information there, too. And I just want to mention that this is a program through Communities in Bloom, and it is about pride places. And it's not all about flowers. It's just about that feel good and seeing and being proud of Stratford.
Exactly. And it's really a celebration of Stratford, celebration of gardeners and just, what we're doing locally with the city of Stratford. Now, again, the deadline is August 2nd, but you've got nominations coming in. And
yep.
I understand you're to get permission.
Yes.
In terms of the photos and all
yeah,
that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Don't be trapsing all over people's gardens. So get the permission. People are quite honored to be nominated and they'll get a little sign to put on their yeah. front yard, and also they will also be featured in Communities in Bloom Canada.
Right.
So the conference in Alberta coming up this September, and if they make the mark in Stratford, who knows, they could win Canada wide.
Yeah, very nice. Again, Barb, you want to jump in?
Yes, our sponsor is Miracle-Gro, and we have some great prizes that they have donated, so we will be bringing those around to the winners on August the 8th, I believe.
Very nice. So again, it is the Communities in Bloom Best Blooming Contest, and I should ask, what are things that you're looking for? You say it's not just about the flowers, but there's got to be some criteria for the garden judging, shall we say.
Definitely. We are big on the environment, so you can plant pollinator plants, and Barb, who is the butterfly queen here...
There you go, Bob. The butterfly queen. Excellent.
Yeah, can tell you all about them if you need to know. We'll look at that aspect as well. And also just the tidiness of it. And basically, you've made an effort and you're recognized for that.
That's awesome. So again, the deadline for entries is August 2nd. And then the winners will be announced August 8th for both residential and commercial. So that's kind of nice. Kind of covers, both residential and commercial. Anything else about the Best Blooming Contest that folks need to know or just get those entries?
Just go on the City of Stratford website and you can read all about it there.
Yeah, and of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com as Communities in Bloom continues. And then looking ahead now, how's it working down the road? Are the judges coming to town or Barb, what's happening with that?
This year, we're taking a bit of a break. We have to allow other communities to win all the big prizes. Over the years, Stratford has done amazingly well, and we've won just about every level of competition.
I think so.
And so we look at ourselves as being mentors to other communities now, and they come and visit. And we learn a lot from them, too.
Yeah.
When we go to the symposiums, we're always sharing ideas and bringing them back. And the garden contest, started our own a few years ago.
Okay.
But now Miracle Grow is doing one throughout Canada.
Oh, so. Very nice. Very nice. And Communities in Bloom, you've been busy. I know you've been at the Stratford Farmers Market occasionally, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we've got the pumpkin parade that we're planning for this fall. So that will be. So we're always out and about. I know Barb, her big love is Ted's Garden up at Queen's Park.
Nice.
And there's always plans in the works for that garden. So, you know, stay tuned. And I think if we get some grants, then we'll make things happen.
There you go.
We did get one grant, and we're hoping to get beautiful lights on the waterfall up in that area. So
okay.
that's coming. Again, we're going for a Winter Life Award and keeping Stratford shining throughout the whole year.
Exactly, exactly. That's what it's all about. Barb Hacking and Kara Swin Hughes with Communities in Bloom Best Blooming Contest. It's on now. Deadline is August 2nd. Winners will be announced August 8th. We'll share all the details, but simply go to stratford.ca. That is the City of Stratford website with all the details. Kara and Barb, thanks.
Have a great day.
We'll look forward to hearing about the winners.
Yes.